A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous shoot to David. As king, he shall reign and govern wisely. He shall do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah shall be saved. Israel shall dwell in security. This is the name they give him, the Lord our justice. Therefore, the days will come, says the Lord, when they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but rather, as the Lord lives, who brought the descendants of the house of Israel up from the land of the north, and from all the lands to which I banished them. They shall again live on their own land. The word of the Lord. Justice shall flourish in his time, and fullness of peace forever. O God, with your judgment endow the king, and with your justice the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice, and your afflicted ones with judgment. For he shall rescue the poor when he cries out, and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. He shall have pity for the lowly and the poor. The lives of the poor he shall save. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous deeds, and blessed forever be his glorious name. May the whole earth be filled with his glory.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritus tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. Verbum Domini. During the Advent and Christmas seasons, we hear proclaimed that Jesus is the Son of David. St. Matthew highlights this title in the first verse of his gospel in the genealogy that we heard yesterday, that comes all the way to Joseph, the husband of Mary. It was of her that Jesus, who is called the Messiah, was born. Immediately following this, the evangelist tells us how the Davidic sonship fell to Joseph, while Mary, to whom he was engaged, was found to be with child through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that was before they lived together. Mary's virginal conception of Jesus is the fruit of an unprecedented initiative of God, an initiative that God alone enjoys, which he reveals to those whom he pleases. Obviously, it was revealed to Mary, and then it was revealed to Joseph. Now, Joseph, it was recorded, was an upright man. How could he interfere and press his claim for Mary, his fiancée, to be his wife, she who was already with child through the power of the Holy Spirit? Perhaps Joseph, facing such a mystery, may have thought that he must retreat quietly. He must retreat in secret, leaving to God alone to pursue the plan for which he had chosen Mary. Such is the attitude of an upright man, according to Matthew, that he would abandon himself to providence. Joseph, having thus unconditionally abandoned his prerogatives and thinking only of retreating before the mystery in which he assumes he had no part, receives a revelation from God. In a dream, in a vision, an angel appears and says to him, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her, and she will bear a son. And you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." The announcement to Joseph was not so much to explain to him about Mary's virginal conception, but rather to reveal to Joseph what his mission was to be. The conception is extraordinary. It is a mystery. And Joseph understood this. He embraced it. He, the son of David, far from retiring from the scene after the message from the angel that he must take Mary into his home, he accepted that. Joseph's acceptance of this situation and the role given to him by God fulfills the genealogy of Jesus Christ, son of David, son of Abraham. Like Mary, Joseph had a firm belief in God who sent his angel to him. He agreed to what was asked of him. He was completely submissive. He was that upright man to the divine initiative presented to him. So when Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had directed him and received Mary into his home as his wife. Joseph, to whom Mary, the mother of Jesus, was engaged, is the full model of an upright man who, not without perhaps an interior struggle, when faced with an incomprehensible, unexpected situation, He remained open to what was revealed to him, and that in faith he entered humbly and resolutely into the plans of God. His first reaction to the mysterious conception seemed to be distancing himself from it. But God did reveal to him that this was a mission for him to fulfill regarding this child who will be called Jesus, which means God saves, and who will be the mysterious Emmanuel announced by the ancient prophecy. It is enough. He responds to this annunciation without hesitation, without posing any questions, and without the least delay. From astonishment to faith and submission of one's life by the reception of the word, extraordinary as it may be, this is the path for all believers, for all of us in the church to follow, responding to the call of God and to his word. But specifically, Joseph is a model for manhood, for all men to emulate. Now, nothing Jesus said or Joseph said was recorded, but his life speaks eloquently in his indispensable role as the guardian and protector of the Holy Family. He is referred to as the guardian and the patron of the Universal Church. Saint Joseph was the guardian, the protector, the provider of the church in its earliest stage, because the church at that stage was just Jesus and Mary. But since the church is the mystical body of Christ, in protecting and providing for Jesus, Saint Joseph was also doing that for all of us, for we are in Christ as members of his body. Men especially do well to imitate Saint Joseph and to invoke his patronage in all their endeavors as husbands and fathers and providers, especially in this current age that is confused about what is a man, what is manhood, and what is masculinity. Saint Joseph reminds us that a man's strength is not in his physical prowess or his success in his career. A man's strength, his success, is foremost the depth of his faith, standing in the firm conviction that for God all things are possible. Saint Joseph models character and courage, self-discipline, humility, and in his profound faith, perseverance through adversity. And finally, women as well as men are invited to daily imitate Saint Joseph by becoming still and listen to the Holy Spirit, to embrace the unity of prayer and work, to hold a deep devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and most especially to eagerly anticipate and then adore the Christ child during this forthcoming Christmas season.